Okay, so let's move on to Nikias in the next segment. Hamadriga Shlish Zachar Gezel V'Harayis. We spoke about Nikias from Gezel, from Money in Yanim, and then we spoke about Nikias from Arayis, staying far away from everything to do with that. The third level after Gezel and Arayis, the Indian Akhanda, is Isra Machos. Is what about how you eat? And the Nikias in how you eat. Bein binyan ha-treifas atzmon, obviously staying away from non-kosher animals. Bein binyan taruf sein, if non-kosher ingredients mixed into foods. Bein binyan bas b'cholov, oichela v'dam, binyan bishuli goyim, staying away from bishul akum. Binyan giulei goyim, non-kosher pots. Yein nesech, non-kosher wine, and yai nesech, v'stam yeinu. Is you really have to be aware of this stuff. Why if you're so aware of it? Because you want this stuff. There's two reasons why you would create justifications to allow yourself leniencies in this area. The first justification would be generated from your desire to eat the food. Come on, just once, I want to taste it, whatever, looks good. And you're going to start justifying why it's not really awesome. Sure, it's fine, whatever. Next reason why you would create a justification is because of the expense. Sometimes kosher, like Mahadrin, certain options are much more expensive and much less readily available. And therefore, it's very easy to justify and create justifications. We'll pertain Rabin called Dinaim, if you're lenient where you should be strict. It's not good because you are destroying, self-destructing. Okay? Yourself. Okay. The first way to create your awareness, so the first way to create your awareness and work towards Nikius in this inyan, so the very first thing would be understanding that eating anything which has a shiloh of kashas is not just about the iser and the heter, but it's also the way it affects one's neshama. Many stories about that you know, there's a child that stopped, wasn't able to learn, and they asked the child, look, what's going on? There's a no, all of a sudden he can't learn, and it turns out that he ate something not kosher, and that's what affected his ability to learn, etc. Excuse me. So that's the first thing you have to know. Is essentially similar to what we said yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the concept that Torah, you're investing in your own equity. So kashrus is the same thing. Is that by not eating kosher, we are backfiring on ourselves. Very, very important language here. You cannot get siyata dishmaya if you have this food. I told you the story at the back of Kamenetsky and the thing with the breakfast in the school. Oh, it's unbelievable. It combines these two points. Someone came to him and said something along the lines of that, I don't know, his kids are not being matzliach in school or something, and it's been why. So Rabbi Yaakov came and said, let's go through his son's day. So, oh, fine. Oh, so you don't pack him lunch and you don't pack him breakfast? Well, what's the deal? So he says, no, I don't pack him lunch and breakfast. He eats lunch and breakfast in school. The school board in New York provides meals. So then eventually the conversation led to that this guy was not really eligible for the school meals, but he fudged the numbers so that he could be eligible for the school meals. So Rabbi Yaakov said, "Well, how long have you been doing this for?" He says, "Well, since he's in school. He's in fifth or sixth grade now. This we always did this like this. We report the numbers this way and we get the meals for free, and he gets the school meals, and it's very good." So he said, "Of course, your son's not being Matzliach. He's eating stolen food twice a day for two meals a day for the last 5 years. So you're feeding him stolen food. So he's eating gezeilah for the last 5 years, two meals a day. So what, do you think he's going to shtag from that?" So that, and that's the point.
Well, what did you say?
I want to know what happened afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was that.
Jakob?
Well,
Jakob,
it's a
yes.
printed story. And it's in the Emes Yaakov, it's in the Sefer HaChumash. So it's a great story. So that brings in these two points. One is the taiva for the gezel, one is the taiva for the month, for the taiva for gezel and taiva for food. And it all comes all right together right here. So if saying an extra chiddush, by the way, that just took them a lave on stolen food.
It's the fact that it's from Gezel, or it's the food that became the tray for food.
Right, sounds like it's, I don't know. I mean, he's saying eating food that you used stolen money to get doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the government. They're not feeding it to you. You're not eligible for it.
Besides food, mostly of the team to Valer, they say by food, no?
Yeah. You also
Usually it's
find it.
kosher though. Usually we're on kosher then.
Yeah, usually it's kasher. You find it also by tzaddikim. The Gemara says that tzaddikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be takal al yadon. That a tzaddik is protected. You had it in Daf Yomi recently. That a tzaddik is protected and he will not end up doing averus. So the Gemara says this a concept that a tzaddik is protected from averus is only primarily averus of food related. Food related averus. Not some averus. So, Al-Kaponim, so this is the first deterrent a person needs to know, that by keeping the laws of kashrus, I am investing into my own equity. I'm making myself better. Uvuhu mashamur chazal, gam kem v'nitmeisim ba'matikim, nitmeisim ba'am v'nitamtem ba'am, shaver mitamtem es libo shel odam, ki misalekes v'yeno hadas ha'amitis, v'ruach ha'seichal, shekodesh baruch hu noyzeh l'chassidim. So Hashem will take away your siyata d'shmaya. That's what he means, Timtum Aleiv. He's punching it up. He was wondering what Timtum Aleiv means. Here you have the touch. Says the Mishnah Sharm, Timtum Aleiv means it takes away your siyata d'shmaya and learning.
Your what of learning?
The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you understand your learning. His precise language is, Ki misalekes b'menu hadeya ha'amitis, V'ruach ha'seichel, Shekadosh Baruch Hu noisin l'chassidim. Kvon she'omar ha'kosov, Ki Hashem yitin chochma, V'hinei hu nishar bahami v'chomri. So memeila, what are you? Just an animal. You're not careful what you eat? You want to run after your tivus? Okay, no problem. Like someone said, I wish it was just a cow. Why do you wish you're a cow? Because a cow just do whatever it wants all day. No problem. Just there doing nothing all day. So he said, so what was the part? I don't know. So eat grass? I'm not sure exactly. But the point is that you want to just eat what you have to eat and not pay attention to what you're eating and not be okay. So then you're acting like a behemoth. I don't give siyata d'shmaya to behemoths. Machol asuras are worse than any other Aver, when it comes to this regard, because it becomes mamish part of you. Therefore, it's worse than any other avera in this Indian, in this regard. Pretty severe. Okay. So there's a story here they bring down. The one time, there's a famous story, but I don't want to read it here. The Beis HaLevi was traveling once with Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin. And when he left, they sent with him. He was going to visit Rabbi Shaul Leib, and when he left, he was given a half a chicken to take with him and eat on the way. When he looked at it, he said, "This doesn't smell right to me." The Shamash said, "If you think it's not good, fine. But if you think it doesn't smell good, so give it to me." Meaning, what's your problem? Your problem is it doesn't smell right. I know smell better than you. If you have a question on halacha, you know halacha better than me. So what's your problem with the chicken? Halacha or smell? So he says, "I don't know." The guy smells. He says, "It smells fine." And then he says, "Give it back to me." He says, "It smells bad. I can't eat it." Eventually, what happened was that, again, the story was he had gone to Rabbi Shaul Leib, and then he went back, and they sent him with a half a chicken. Eventually, this messenger came from Rabbi Shaul Leib's house, caught up to them, said, "Don't eat that half a chicken, because the half a chicken that's in our house, I found a shiloh in it." So then Rabbi Shaul Leib was told the story. So Rabbi Shaul Leib said, "The truth of the matter is, I knew 100% that there's no way that Beis HaLevi would end up eating it. Once I found that it was treif, I knew he wasn't going to eat it. But
Sure.
I right, but I cannot be samech on an ace. So I had to go do my shtadlus, but I knew anyway he wasn't going to eat it." Because Baruch Hu HaKoparim was matzil him from Isurim in that case. So there's a story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I mentioned him once. He had a son. And actually, the story came up yesterday, Halacha Lemaisa, here in this office. It's a very interesting story. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he had a son that was in the Russian army. And he was and obviously ate treif. So he saw someone that was in the same battalion or whatever as his son, and he said, "Here, take this package of kosher food. My son is really kosher." So the guy says to Rabbi Shalom, like, "First of all, it's not going to last too long. So then we're going to eat the not kosher. Second of all, minute he's finished eating this, he's right to going to go eat supper with us and eat the not kosher. Just he's not going to skip a meal. Maybe one meal, you're giving him a week's worth of food. Maybe one meal he'll skip." But like, so he said, "You obviously don't know what it means to save someone from eating kosher once. I mean, months on end, he would be eating that kosher. I can save him one time, it's worth the tircha." It's an interesting story. So, my Sashaya here is a kid that's from up north, and he's in some sort of rehab or step, some sort of assisted rehab matziv down here somewhere in Florida, and they don't have kosher option. So this guy found out about it. He's not, and he's not the kid says, "Oh, I would rather kosher." So the guy he's talking to says, like, "Okay, so maybe I'll send them reeds, I'll send them kosher. But like, I will send to do that every day." I don't know if you should, I don't know if you do it every day or not do it every day. But you right now, you're holding my doing it. So do it right now. Tomorrow's tomorrow. What's tomorrow doing today? Today you could send them. So today you're mechuyev to send them. Well, I don't know. Mechuyev is a strong language, but definitely the right thing to do. I tomorrow. So it's not the story. Every day is another sin. Okay, everybody. Good Shabbos. Next week to get the news.